Let me start out with what may be the most obvious statement that has ever graced one of my reviews. Nurturing a child, especially one with special needs, takes a great deal of care. Now let me follow up with another equally obvious statement. The creation and realization of a brand new play also takes a great deal of care. That's why I was feeling more than a little anxious to see The Joshua Plant, a brand new play by local playwrights Amy Berlin and P. Ann Bucci, as Chamberlain Actors Theater's entry into this year's Acts of Faith Festival. Despite a couple of moments at the beginning of the play, we are quickly assimilated into the worlds of the play. Notice the plural. As an audience, we slide back and forth between the world of normal reality and the world of autistic child Joshua, played by Diego Salinas. Salinas, tall and skinny, is all elbows and knees when he is shown through the eyes of his mother or her friend, but moves with more grace when he is in his own world, one he shares with his plant Sid, played delightfully by Aaron Arensky. Much of the play revolves around the chemistry between Joshua and Sid. The two are evolving, and Sid tries to help Joshua understand the world around him. Salinas and Arensky connect very well, and their humorous interplay help offset some of the play's more serious moments. The trio of adults that make up the rest of the cast, Mom Sandy, played by Rebecca Spence, her best friend Ruth, played by Kathy Parker, and her boyfriend Jimmy, played by Tim Gettenme, all turn in solid performances, with Gettenme dominating several scenes by oozing evil from every pore. CAT has a good reputation for its technical staff, and once again, Lynn Heath has put together a good, workable set. Charlotte Scharf's costumes are good. Alan Armstrong's lights are serviceable. Mostly he goes from washes to blackouts until the end of the play. And Buddy Bishop's sound design weaves together a pretty fair amount of background noises. Director Laurie Fulmer has done an admirable job working with a new script, especially one with seams. Seams take place in two worlds and often move from one to the other without pause. In most cases, they succeed, but there are still a few areas of the script that I feel need ironing out. For example, the ending. Joshua performs in the manner of his idol, and the scene should have been a crowning triumph, but I'm afraid it fell flat to me. The big lump-in-the-throat moment just didn't quite cut it. However, I do think it can and will be tweaked, and future versions will rock those final few moments. The Acts of Faith Festival is designed to bring people together that normally don't attend the theater, and The Joshua Plant is a fine example of such a play. Even if you do attend the theater on a regular basis, but don't find yourself making the trip to Chamberlain very often, this is one you'll want to check out. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.